Welcome to Market Mantra, the program in which we give you a complete update on the economic, business and stock market news of the day. I'm Arjun Chaudhary and with me is my co-anchor Sparsh Saxena.
धन्यवाद अर्जुन. नमस्कार. घड़ी का इशारा हो चुका है शाम 6:30 का और हम आप सभी श्रोताओं का आपके फेवरेट शो मार्केट मंत्र में स्वागत करते हैं. आज के इस अंक में देश विदेश की आर्थिक गतिविधियों के साथ साथ शेयर बाजार की हलचल पर एक नजर डालेंगे और साथ ही चर्चा भी करेंगे. चर्चा के लिए आज हमारे साथ स्टूडियो में आमंत्रित हैं आर्थिक विश्लेषक पुनीत जैन. पुनीत जी, कार्यक्रम में आपका बहुत बहुत स्वागत है.
धन्यवाद स्पर्श.
और सबसे पहले नजर आज की आर्थिक सुर्खियों पर. अंग्रेजी में हेडलाइंस के साथ हैं अर्जुन चौधरी.
लेजेंडरी इंडस्ट्रियलिस्ट रतन टाटा पासेस अवे. पीपल फ्रॉम ऑल वॉक्स ऑफ लाइफ पे होमेज. डोमेस्टिक बेंचमार्क इंडिसीज एंड विद मार्जिनल गेन्स. सेंसेक्स गेन्स ओवर 140 पॉइंट्स. निफ्टी सेटल्स बिलो 25,000. Monthly income of rural households increased by over 57%, finds NABARD survey. And global crude oil prices rise. Brent crude is trading at $77.40 per barrel.
दिग्गज उद्योगपति रतन टाटा का निधन. सभी क्षेत्र से जुड़े लोगों ने श्रद्धांजलि अर्पित की. घरेलू बेंचमार्क सूचकांक मामूली बढ़त के साथ बंद हुए. सेंसेक्स में 140 अंक से अधिक की वृद्धि और निफ्टी 25,000 के नीचे बंद. नाबार्ड सर्वेक्षण के अनुसार ग्रामीण परिवारों की मासिक आय में 57% से अधिक की वृद्धि. और ब्रेंट कच्चे तेल की कीमतों में बढ़ोतरी. ब्रेंट क्रूड की कीमत $77.40 प्रति बैरल के स्तर पर.
In our top story, renowned industrialist and philanthropist Ratan Tata passed away last night in Mumbai at the age of 86. He had been undergoing treatment at a private hospital and was in a critical condition. People from all walks of life today paid respects and their homage to industrialist and philanthropist Ratan Tata at the NCPA in Mumbai. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and others have expressed their condolences on the demise of the renowned businessman and philanthropist. His final rites took place at the Worli Crematorium this evening.
After receiving a Bachelor of Architecture degree from Cornell University of New York, Ratan Naval Tata joined the Tata Group in 1962. Ratan Tata was the chairman of Tata Sons from 1991 till 20th December 2012. During his tenure, the group's revenue grew manifold, totaling over $100 billion in 2011-12. Under the leadership of Ratan Tata, it launched People's Car Tata Nano and also acquired iconic British car maker Jaguar Land Rover. After retirement, Mr. Tata conferred the honorary title of Chairman Emeritus of Tata Sons, Tata Industries, Tata Motors, Tata Steel and Tata Chemicals. His dedication to philanthropy and development of society touched the lives of millions. He was deeply connected to animals. Ratan Tata was among the founders of India Climate Collaborative. The Government of India honored Mr. Tata with its second highest civilian award, Padma Vibhushan, in 2008. Jeevan Bhavsar, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
Puneet, I know that you yourself have headed a board of directors of not just a company but companies. How important has Ratan Tata been to the Indian landscape of business leadership?
Arjun, in fact, words fail to express the grief, I think, Indians at large and business community in particular feels at this loss. Because Mr. Tata was not just a businessman. A lot of people, he was the head of the empire, so-called business empire of Tata's. But the truth is that he was truly an industrialist. He really built a nation. He built companies, he built people, he built organizations and contributed significantly to India's economic growth. Of course, the House of Tatas itself has a long history of contributing to national entrepreneurship, I would say. So, almost 150-year-old history is there, and most of the country's biggest plants, manufacturing plants in the initial years, were built by the House of Tatas. And Mr. Ratan Tata continued to carry that legacy. And I think, and in fact, but what I would really like to point out at this stage is the fact that the last 10, 15 years, we saw Mr. Ratan Tata in a very different role. He and actually became a mentor to many startups. So it was more the younger generation that he was relating to and contributing to that, to their growth and guiding them for startups, for contributing capital, for guiding them to build businesses. So there are many stories about Mr. Tata and a lot of people are aware of them. But I think his loss is a major loss to Indian business community.
So business and philanthropy is something that the Tata Group has pioneered even before what you have as corporate social responsibility under the Companies Act of 2013, where it's mandatory for companies to spend 2% of the revenue on social causes. But when we talk about someone like Ratan Tata, it's not only the startups, but the software business itself, TCS, we know that their quarterly results are out. Their margin is almost 25%. Net profitability is there. Revenue growth is there. As a pioneer of businesses, we have seen that every business leader of the Tata Group has actually grown the business. They have not in any way reduced the size of the business, but it's always grown. What's the future of the Tata Group now?
So interestingly, when we look at the corporate philosophy of Tata Group, the very fact that all Tata companies are actually held, they're owned by a company, holding company called Tata Sons, which itself is kind of a non-profit kind of a company, because it doesn't kind of pay dividends or so.
It's a private limited company,
but all the dividends go to, and Tata Sons is in turn owned by Tata Trusts, which are of course philanthropic trusts, all of them. So literally we can say that the entire money that Tata Group makes out of businesses actually goes towards philanthropy only, and towards nation building or towards corporate social responsibility. So unlike many other business houses where business people or industrialists, they hope to profit from their business ventures, Tata Group is unique in the sense that all the profits invariably go towards Tata Trusts, which then spend it on general welfare. So in that very act, I think the very philosophy underlines the way Tata Group works.
नजर डालते हैं अब अपनी अगली खबर की ओर. घरेलू बेंचमार्क सूचकांक आज मामूली बढ़त के साथ बंद हुए. कारोबार के अंत में बॉम्बे स्टॉक एक्सचेंज का सेंसेक्स 144 अंक यानी 0.1% के लाभ के साथ 81,611 पर बंद हुआ. वहीं नेशनल स्टॉक एक्सचेंज का निफ्टी भी 16 अंक की मामूली बढ़त के साथ 24,998 पर रहा. एनएसई की 75 कंपनियों ने अपने 52 सप्ताह के उच्चतम स्तर को छुआ और 15 निचले स्तर पर रहीं. बात करें बीएसई के मिड कैप और स्मॉल कैप की तो दोनों ही सूचकांकों में आज मिलाजुला रुख देखने को मिला. मिड कैप 0.3% गिरा और स्मॉल कैप में लगभग 0.4% की तेजी देखने को मिली.
Domestic benchmark indices today ended with marginal gains amid positive global cues. Sensex added 144 points, 0.1% to close at 81,611. And Nifty ended nearly flat with a marginal rise of 16 points to settle at 24,998. At the National Stock Exchange, 75 companies hit their 52-week high, 15 hit their 52-week low. The broader market at the BSE displayed a mixed trend. The mid-cap index fell 0.3%, while the small-cap index gained 0.4%. In the Sensex pack, 15 out of 30 companies ended higher. The top gainers, Kotak Mahindra Bank, surged over 4%, HDFC Bank rose 1.7%, and IndusInd Bank added 1.4%. Conversely, the laggards, Tech Mahindra, declined 2.3%, Sun Pharma lost 2.2%, and Infosys fell more than 1.5%. In the sectoral indices at the Bombay Stock Exchange, 12 out of 20 sectors logged gains. The top gainers, BankEx, rose over 1%, Power and Utilities both gained over 0.7%, and Financial Services added over 0.5%. The top laggards, Healthcare, declined 1.3%, IT slipped more than 1%, and Tech lost 0.8%. The overall market breadth at the BSE was positive, as shares of 2,251 companies advanced and 1,663 companies declined, while 132 companies remained unchanged. Let's have a look at how the rupee performed.
विदेशी मुद्रा बाजार में रुपया आज अमरीकी डॉलर के मुकाबले मामूली गिरावट के साथ 83.97 रुपये के स्तर पर दर्ज किया गया. डॉलर इंडेक्स अंतरदिवसीय कारोबार के दौरान 102.91 के स्तर पर था.
पुनीत, व्हाट्स योर टेक ऑन द मार्केट वंस अगेन? The FIIs, FPIs were net sellers to the tune of almost 5,000 crore rupees. We saw some covering by the DIIs, as we've seen over the last 5 or 6 trading sessions. They were net buyers to the tune of almost 4,000 crore rupees. To what extent do you see the markets holding its own? 144 points ahead. Can the domestic institutional investors, the mutual funds, the insurance companies be able to stop the market from correcting further?
So, Arjun, as you pointed out, the markets have been going through a very diverse kind of a trend in the last few sessions. And the markets, of course, we've seen a lot of positive movement in the market in terms of buying by domestic institutions and continued support by retail investors. But we have also seen a lot of international pressures. We have seen foreign investors selling heavily, almost 40,000 crore worth of stocks they have sold so far in this month. Of course, fortunately, there was enough liquidity in the domestic market to support the indices. At the same time, there were a lot of international events taking place. So we have these geopolitical problems going on in the Middle East, in Europe. At the same time, we had this Chinese market which was doing its own dance in terms of, you know, stimulus by the government, etc. So there were a lot of global challenges, and we saw FIIs selling into this market. My own sense is, and also going forward, and I think this week and the next week, we have a very heavy calendar in terms of IPOs, OFS by companies. So a lot of supply of equity is also coming to the market. So I think markets are evenly balanced for the time being. We are able to kind of maintain some stability because of domestic flows. But if this kind of foreign selling continues, then I think the markets will show a lot of pressure, because the IPOs which are coming will also take liquidity out of the market. And it's pretty heavy outflow, about 30,000-40,000 crores.
So you're talking about Hyundai Motor Company. Is it an IPO or an offer for sale?
It is an offer for sale. And which typically means that the parent company, Hyundai, will sell the shares into the Indian investors, and the entire money will go to the parent company. It does not go into the Indian company. It will go to the parent company. They are selling their shares, and that money maybe will be repatriated or reinvested. We don't know. But it's an offer for sale.
पुनीत जी, अभी आईपीओ से रिलेटेड ही बात हुई तो उस पर मेरा एक सवाल आपसे है कि अधिकतर जो निवेशक हैं वो जीएमपी को देख करके, ग्रे मार्केट प्रीमियम को देख करके ज्यादा आकर्षित हो जाते हैं कई किसी भी स्टॉक में पैसा लगाने से, तो उसको उनको क्या ध्यान में रखना चाहिए किसी भी आईपीओ में निवेश करने से पहले, चाहे वो एसएमई हो या फिर हमारा मेन बोर्ड आईपीओ हो?
नहीं, बिल्कुल स्पष्ट, ये बहुत महत्वपूर्ण जो सवाल आपने पूछा, क्योंकि जो ज्यादातर निवेशक इन्वेस्टर्स हैं वो मार्केट में क्विक जल्दी पैसा बनाने की भावना रखते हैं, इच्छा रखते हैं, और वो लॉन्ग टर्म इन्वेस्टमेंट नहीं कर, मतलब उनको लगता है कि अभी लॉन्ग टर्म इन्वेस्टमेंट करने की जरूरत नहीं है, जल्दी पैसा बन सकता है. और उसका एक मेजरमेंट जो है वो ग्रे मार्केट प्रीमियम, जो आपने बात करी जीएमपी, यानी जो अनऑफिशियल मार्केट है वहां पर जो शेयर्स की, जैसे मान लीजिए किसी कंपनी का शेयर 100 रुपए में आईपीओ आ रहा है या उसका ओएफएस आ रहा है, तो ग्रे मार्केट में, यानी जो अनऑफिशियल मार्केट है, वहां पर हो सकता है उसकी कोई बायर हो, 10-20-30-40 रुपए का प्रीमियम वो दे रहे हो, तो आपको लगता है कि मैं 100 रुपए का शेयर लेकर आईपीओ में और इमीडिएटली 130-140 का शेयर बेच दूंगा और मुझे फटाफट एक 30%-40% रिटर्न आ जाएगा. लेकिन ये गलत है, इसमें बहुत फंसने के चांसेस हो सकते हैं इन्वेस्टर के, क्योंकि आपको मालूम नहीं है, पहली बात तो ये कि अलॉटमेंट आएगी या नहीं आएगी, पहली बात. दूसरी बात यह है कि इस लालच में, इस जल्दी पैसा बनाने के लालच में, कई बार आप शेयर्स जो है वो बहुत ऊंचे भाव पर खरीद सकते हैं आईपीओ में, या आईपीओ के बाद भी लोग खरीदते हैं लिस्टिंग के टाइम. तो मुझे लगता है कि एक लॉन्ग टर्म व्यू लेना बहुत जरूरी है. क्विक मनी बनाना खतरनाक है इस मार्केट में, और उसका काफी नुकसान हो सकता है इन्वेस्टर्स को.
पुनीत, वी टॉक अबाउट फ्लिपिंग और प्रॉफिट बुकिंग, दैट्स वन ऑफ द रीजंस व्हाई there is heavy investment in an IPO. Bajaj Housing could be one example of that. The value doubled, in fact, on when it was in the secondary market. LIC is one, another case study where a valuation was something that came into. Ola is something that Sparsh has been mentioning as well. But these are well-known companies. There are a lot of disclosures. But when you talk about the small cap index, that went up by 4% today. What's the price to earnings ratio for that pack of companies? And what would you advise investors? Because the Sensex went up marginally, but small cap went up a lot more, where the price to earnings, the PE ratio is much, much higher. Speculation is rife.
So you're right. The risk to investments or the risk of making a loss is much higher when we invest in mid-cap, small-cap stocks. The reason is simple. Those companies are not very well-known. The managements are not well-known. And market is merely chasing returns. You know? Because these companies are very small float. So on operators or people who manipulate stocks, they find it very easy to manipulate their stocks by investing very small sums of money. They can manipulate the price higher. And investors, they think that this is a genuine price or value of a stock and they start chasing. And this is typical what we call pump and dump, because you pump the stock up and then you dump it to the retail investors. So you're right, the risk is much higher in mid cap and small cap stocks, and therefore we find the volatility in mid caps and small caps indices is also very high. One day it goes up a lot and then the other day it falls. So clearly I think investors should be quite wary of investing in mid cap and small caps. They need to be extra cautious right now, because all these, you mentioned price earning multiple, which is a way of measuring whether stocks are overvalued or market is overvalued. Right now, the PE multiple is in the region of 35, 36 times in terms of small cap, mid caps. So, which is very high. Traditionally, we have had 18, 19 times multiple. So, benchmark, thumb of rule, I would say the markets are overvalued by almost 100% right now. So, clearly, the risk is much higher. Now, I'm not saying that one doesn't invest there. But only people with that kind of appetite. If one is investing in mid caps and small caps, they should be aware that the risk is much higher. They stand a chance to lose money. So that ability to take a loss should be there. People who think that it is safe to invest at any price in stocks, I think that is that they need to really revisit and be careful there.
So quarterly reporting, you know, gives us how the company is actually performing in the market. We have the quarterly results. You're mentioning about TCS earlier. The IT Nifty has just gone up marginally. Which are the sectors that have impressed you fundamentally in terms of net profit, profitability, margin, year-on-year performance?
So, Arjun, we are now, you know, heading into this second quarter earnings season. So it's kicked off from today. So TCS has come out with results, and now we will have a spate of results next week. I must point out here that one of the leading research houses in India today came out with a report saying that they are cutting earnings estimates for this quarter by almost 4% for Nifty EPS. So we look at Nifty companies and we have an aggregate EPS. So one of these leading houses said that earnings per share for Nifty stocks will be down by 4%. Of course, some of these will do better. So I think banking, financial, they're expecting to do much better. Some other sectors, for instance, healthcare will probably do much better. But My sense is that most of the companies may not show very robust growth in this quarter. Therefore, we should be cautious.
पुनीत जी, अभी अर्जुन ने भी, आपने भी बताया सेक्टर्स के बारे में आपने बात करी, उससे पहले मैं पूछना चाहूंगा आपसे, तकरीबन अगर हम निफ्टी में देखें तो तकरीबन 5% की जो है गिरावट अभी तक आ चुकी है. क्या ये जो प्रॉफिट किसी का अगर हरे में है पोर्टफोलियो, तो वो लेकर के निकलने का समय है या फिर यहां से कोई दूसरी रैली स्टार्ट हो रही है? साथ ही में लोग बहुत आशावादी है लेकर के कि प्राइवेट बैंकिंग सेक्टर और फाइनेंस सेक्टर जो है ये अगली रैली में पार्टिसिपेट करेगा, तो आपके इस पर क्या विचार?
देखिए, पहले स्पर्श, आपने बिल्कुल ठीक कहा कि आज ये सवाल है, जब हम कहते हैं कॉशियस होना चाहिए तो उसका मायने क्या है? क्या किसी को अपना पूरा पोर्टफोलियो बेच के पूरा कैश रखना चाहिए? मैं कहूंगा ऐसा नहीं करना चाहिए. भारत की देखिए स्टोरी बहुत अच्छी है, आपको लॉन्ग टर्म इन्वेस्टमेंट करनी है. लेकिन पहली चीज ये है कि हर समय जब हमको लगता है मार्केट ओवर प्राइस है, तो थोड़ा कैश अपने पास रखना चाहिए. वो आपके निवेश के लिए भी इस्तेमाल आ सकता है, और आपको खर्चा अगर कोई आता है तो उसके लिए भी इस्तेमाल आता है. तो ये समय है, जो अच्छे फंड मैनेजर्स हैं, जो पोर्टफोलियो मैनेजर्स हैं, वो इस समय उन्होंने अपना कैश लेवल बढ़ा दिया है. जो नॉर्मली 4-5% अपने पोर्टफोलियो का कैश में रखते थे, करीब करीब 15% कुछ नामी फंड हम जानते हैं जिन्होंने अपना कैश लेवल जो है बढ़ाया 15-20% तक उन्होंने करा है. तो क्लियरली वो तैयार है कि अगर बाजार में गिरावट आती है तो वो बाइंग कर सके. तो मैं कहूंगा कि रिटेल इन्वेस्टर को भी ये ख्याल रखना चाहिए कि सारा पैसा इस समय बाजार में नहीं होना चाहिए. और पर्टिकुलरली अगर मिड कैप और स्मॉल कैप स्टॉक्स में उनका पैसा है और वहां उनको पैसा आ रहा है, तो मैं ये सुझाव दूंगा कि 10-20% अपना वो पोर्टफोलियो उनको बेच देना चाहिए. प्रॉफिट थोड़ा बुक कर लें तो उनको बहुत फायदा रहेगा.
सेक्टर्स
की बात कर रहे थे, देखिए फाइनेंस सेक्टर, बैंकिंग का जो आंकड़े आ रहे हैं हमारे सामने डिपॉजिट और ग्रोथ के, वो अच्छे आंकड़े आ रहे हैं. तो मेरी उम्मीद है कि ये जो इस क्वार्टर के जो रिजल्ट आएंगे बैंकिंग में, वो अच्छे होंगे. अगेन हमें ये देखना होगा कि वैल्यूएशन क्या है बैंकिंग की, तो वो देख करके संभल करके निवेश करना चाहिए.
Let's now move on to our third headline story. The average monthly income of rural households has grown by over 57% from 2016-17 to 2021-22. According to the second All India Rural Financial Inclusion Survey by the National Bank for Agriculture and Rural Development, NABARD, the average monthly income increased from 8,059 rupees in 2016-17 to 12,698 rupees in 2021-22. The average monthly expenditure of households has also increased from over 6,600 rupees to over 11,200 rupees. The survey found that financial savings also rose, with the average household savings increasing to over 13,200 rupees from around 9,100 rupees during the period. Around 66% of households reported savings in 2021-22, up from 50.6% in 2016-17. Puneet, what's your take on the potential of the rural market looking at these figures for companies who are struggling in the urban space?
So, Arjun, of course, these numbers tell us what we already have a hint about. We've known that the per capita income of Indians on an average across the markets has increased. Of course, we are at about $2,500 per annum right now on an average in India. Rural numbers, if you see, this is about $1,500. So, of course, urban people have more incomes compared to rural. But it's a positive trend. I think if we look at these numbers, it tells us a story that spending in the rural sector will go higher, which of course is the bulwark for our economic growth. So I think government policies which target income and expenditure in the rural sector, they seem to be working well.
Well, let's have a look at the Asian and the European markets. What happened in the stock markets there?
जी बिल्कुल अब नजर डालते हैं अंतर्राष्ट्रीय बाजारों पर पांच प्रमुख एशियाई सूचकांकों में से चार में आज बढ़त दर्ज की गई हांगकांग का हैंगसेंग 2.8% बढ़ा चीन का शंघाई कॉम्पोजिट 1.3% के लाभ में था जापान का निकेई 0.2% और दक्षिण कोरिया का कॉस्पी 0.1% मजबूत रहा वहीं सिंगापुर का स्ट्रेट्स टाइम्स इंडेक्स 0.2% के नुकसान में था पर प्रमुख यूरोपीय सूचकांक आज गिरावट के साथ कारोबार कर रहे थे अंतिम समाचार मिलने तक लंदन के फुटसी में 0.26% की गिरावट दर्ज की गई फ्रांस का कैक 0.1% नीचे रहा और जर्मनी का डैक्स लगभग बिना किसी बदलाव के कारोबार कर रहा था
पुनीत देयर हैज बीन न्यूज अबाउट आर्बिट्राज एफआईआईज एफपीआईज हैव बीन सेलिंग इन इंडिया एंड मूविंग दैट इन्वेस्टमेंट टू चाइना Hang Seng has climbed 2.8%. The Shanghai Composite went up by 1.3%. Why? What's happening in China that is motivating?
So if you go back about a week, just before the 30th September holidays began in China, so there was a stimulus in China which gave some hope of a revival in Chinese economy. Also at that time, you talked about PE multiple earlier. See, while the Indian PE multiple for the Indian Nifty was about around 29 times forward 1 year forward earnings, in China that PE multiple was only 9 times. So, Chinese market, you can say, was one-third cheap, almost two-thirds cheaper than Indian market. And therefore, of course, the foreign investors who can move the capital around very freely, they found it more profitable to sell in India, take out some money and invest in China. So, I think that kind of rotation was happening between the emerging markets. The weightage for India and China are now almost equal in the emerging markets index. So, clearly, they find it equally attractive to invest in China and take out some money from India. So that was happening. But I don't think that's a long-term trend. My guess is that they will not trade off India for China. I think they will divide the investment between India and China maybe. But Indian markets, while they are more expensive, I promise better returns.
What's the real economy in China like right now? The EV market is growing, but infra housing, that's come down drastically. Market capitalization for India is more than $5 trillion, 5.4, I believe. What is the Chinese market like?
So, Arjun, China's economic growth, it really fell off the cliff, as you all know. And while the official figures are saying about 4% GDP growth, some estimates are that it is below 4% in China. They want to go to about 5%. So, clearly, my sense is that China will continue to pose a challenge to the global economy in terms of growth. Chinese government is trying to have any stimulus, but I think it will take some time.
Well, let's have a look at the U.S. Market now. U.S. stocks edged higher yesterday with the S&P 500 and the Dow Jones Industrial Average hitting record closing highs following the release of the Fed Reserve meeting minutes. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 1.03%, S&P 500 advanced 0.7%, and the NASDAQ Composite rose 0.6%. Puneet, what's happening with the Fed Reserve, the discount rate, and the credit offtake in the U.S. right now?
So, a few weeks back, there was this great expectation that the U.S. Fed will continue to cut rates very aggressively and maybe another 50 basis points in next meeting and then continue with that kind of rate cut. The data which has come out of U.S. in terms of jobs, in terms of inflation, it is now suggesting that the U.S. economy is quite robust and they do not need these kind of rate cuts. So, my sense is that U.S. Fed will slow down the interest rate cuts going forward. There was some correction in... of course, I think the narrative is that the U.S. economy is doing very well. But we, of course, have a major issue coming up, which is the U.S. elections, which is next month. So I think market will shape up after that only.
And the U.S. dollar index has crept up from 100 to 103, and that's affecting the exchange rates across emerging markets. What is leading to the... revaluation of the dollar right now?
So clearly this belief was there that US Fed will cut rates very aggressively. And therefore, whenever you cut rates, the value of that currency kind of declines. The US dollar index, it fell in step with that expectation. But like I said, in last couple of weeks, data has come out which suggests that Fed may not cut rates at that pace. And therefore, I think the dollar index crept up. Also, of course, I think too many people had shorted the dollar index. So a lot of covering also took place in dollar index.
There is a sense that the central banks, both in India and the US, are not inclined to cut the repo rate or the discount rate because the bond yields have actually gone up. But why is that the case? You look at the bond, the treasury market of the US and the 10-year government bond of India, they are above the repo rate and the discount rate.
So, of course, the underlying principle is that they do not want inflation to get out of hand because the economy is still very robust. So, the moment we increase liquidity or we cut rates, there's a likelihood that inflation will go higher, both in India and US. And therefore, they are very cautious. They do not want to cut rates aggressively. They want to take it one step at a time.
और नजर डालते हैं अपनी अगली खबर की ओर. केंद्र सरकार ने आज राज्य सरकारों के लिए 1,78,000 करोड़ रुपए से अधिक की कर राशि जारी की. वित्त मंत्रालय के अनुसार आगामी त्यौहार और राज्यों के पूंजीगत व्यय में तेजी लाने तथा विकास कार्यों को आगे बढ़ाने के लिए एक अग्रिम किस्त जारी की गई थी. उत्तर प्रदेश को सबसे अधिक 71,000 करोड़ रुपए से अधिक की किस्त जारी की गई. दूसरे तथा तीसरे नंबर पर बिहार और मध्य प्रदेश को यह राशि दी गई. पुनीत जी, त्योहारों का सीजन लगभग चालू ही है और साथ में वर्ल्ड बैंक ने भी भारत का जो ग्रोथ का आंकड़ा है वो 6.6% से बढ़ाकर 7% बताया. इसको देख के मार्केट्स कैसे रिएक्ट करने वाले हैं?
देखिए, जो गवर्नमेंट एक्सपेंडिचर, आपने भी आंकड़े दिए, जो डिवोल्यूशन ऑफ टैक्सेस टू स्टेट्स है, तो गवर्नमेंट एक्सपेंडिचर एक बहुत बड़ा कंट्रीब्यूटर होता है एक्सपेंडिचर में और इनकम्स में, जीडीपी में. तो फॉर्चुनेटली भारत में टैक्स काफी अच्छा कलेक्शन हो रहा है और हम देख रहे हैं कि वो आगे आने वाले समय में उसका जो ट्रेंड है वो पॉजिटिव है. तो मुझे लगता है कि मार्केट्स इस पॉजिटिव ट्रेंड को लेकर एक ऑप्टिमिस्टिक है. एक इनहेरेंट सेंस जरूर है, टेक्निकल करेक्शन आप जानते हैं होती रहती है मार्केट में, पर लॉन्ग टर्म ट्रेंड अच्छा,
तो लंबी अवधि में बने रहना चाहिए.
बिल्कुल.
Moving on to the oil market, in the global crude market, Brent crude was trading 1.07% up at $77.40 per barrel, and US WTI was trading 1.1% up at $74.05 per barrel. Let's have a look at the precious metals market
जी,
now.
सराफा बाजार में सोना आज बढ़त के साथ कारोबार कर रहा था. अंतिम समाचार मिलने तक भारत में 24 कैरेट सोना 0.4% बढ़कर 75,360 रुपए प्रति 10 ग्राम के स्तर पर था. वहीं चांदी 0.4% बढ़कर 89,470 रुपए प्रति किलोग्राम के स्तर पर दर्ज की गई. और श्रोताओं, अब आज की इस चर्चा को हम यहीं विराम देते हैं. पुनीत जी, आपका मार्केट मंत्र में शामिल होने के लिए बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद.
धन्यवाद स्पर्श.
एंड बिफोर वी क्लोज, अ रिमाइंडर ऑफ द हेडलाइंस. लेजेंडरी इंडस्ट्रियलिस्ट रतन टाटा पासेस अवे. पीपल फ्रॉम ऑल वॉक्स ऑफ लाइफ पे होमेज. Domestic benchmark indices end with marginal gains. Sensex gains over 140 points. Nifty settles below 25,000. Monthly income of rural households increased by over 57%, finds NABARD survey. And global crude oil prices rise. Brent crude is trading at $77.40 per barrel. And that's it in this edition of Market Mantra for now. Goodbye. Good night.